and you know, they even had those kind of things just at the grocery store, see, mm-hmm. too. Instead of having it at a hard shop or a hardware store.
When you were a girl, when you went to the store, if you wanted to get something in a jug, what did they put in the jug to fill it? Something in the neck, perhaps.
Oh, like the cork?
Yeah, this would be the thing that plugs the hole.
Uh-huh.
Did they put something in the hole first, one of those larger things with a small end to...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, just a plug.
Well, I was
for the bottleneck. I can't think of what you're meaning. Uh-huh. What do you have for that word?
A funnel or?
No. Oh, you mean when you poured, uh-huh. as you poured it in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Yes, you'd have to have a funnel. Yeah, and especially see if you were buying coal oil and or sugar or anything like uh-huh. that you'd have to. Of course, yeah. you use that when you use sugar, you use it in your canning. You see, because uh-huh. you place it around your jar to pour the sugar in when you're canning fruit or.
Those great big old fellows.
Yeah.
And then, if you were going to plug the hole in this jug, what would you plug it with?
Well, you'd have a lid to uh-huh. go on that.
That would be screw-on tight?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did people play those musical instruments that they put in their mouth when you were a girl? Maybe the one that they twang?
Oh, yeah, but I've forgotten what that's even called. Not too much. They played a French harp more than they did that. That looked like a sweet potato, didn't it?
That was the thing you suck and blow?
Yeah, one of those. And then the other thing, though, that you're talking about, what was that called, my lands? I haven't even thought or heard of one of those for years.
Just go twang, twang,
mm-hmm.
twang.
Made the sound by just the different movement of your mouth, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. What do you call the part of the wagon that sticks out in front?
The wagon tongue.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And if you have a one-horse buggy, what do you call the things that stick out?
Well, I know what you mean, the deals that go on each side
uh-huh.
of the horse.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fiddle, I don't know what they'd be called. Fastened to the horse's harness.
What would you use in a buggy if you wanted the horse to go faster?
A whip. Buggy whip.
Did you ever drive a buggy?
I'm sure I have, because we had them for our relatives. You know, my
uh-huh.
grandpa, grandma that lived up in, my granddad that lived up in Missouri, they had buggies.
What would you call the steel part of a wagon wheel, the part that would be on the outside?
Not the spokes.
No, this would be...
This would be the place, the one where it's fastened on?
No, this would be way on the outside, the part that touches the ground.
Oh.
A lot of these things that I'm talking about may be before your time.
Well,